Love suffers long, is benevolent, does not envy, does not brag, is lowly, behaves decently, seek not her own way, is not provoked, thinks no evil, sad in iniquity, rejoices with the truth, bears all, believes all, hopes all, endures all. Love suffers long, is benevolent, does not envy, does not brag, is lowly, behaves decently, seek not her own way, is not provoked, thinks no evil, sad in iniquity, rejoices with the truth, bears all, believes all, hopes all, endures all. Every one of you love his spouse, the wife reverence her husband, honor marriage in all, being content with what you have. Pray for the disciples, all to be one, brothers to dwell together in unity. Now remain, this free, faith, hope, and charity. Every one of you love his spouse, the wife reverence her husband, honor marriage in all, being content with what you have. Pray for the disciples, all to be one, brothers to dwell together in unity. Now remain these three, faith, hope, and charity. Amen. We are singing the Unity Hymn on Relate Forever. And as we are reading through the message that God delivered through Paul, the humble apostle to the Corinthians, our brethren 2,000 years ago needed this message about how to be in order, because when we are in order, we have peace. And God is a God of peace and not of confusion. And so this helps us put everything in order in our life. And so it's very special to know how we feel love in order to love one another. And so some of us feel love through words, so like appreciation. But also we can feel hate or bad if we are criticized or judged. So it's very good to discover if we feel loved in this way, especially because God feels loves this way, because He loves praises. And He deserves praises. He deserves to be recognized by who is He, what He's doing, what we have because of Him. That's why we have the book of Psalms, so many praises, praising God. And so let's praise God and let's recognize the good things in one another. Let's just recognize the things, appreciate what we want to see being continued, especially in our spouses, in our children, in the congregation. And another way we feel love is through service, when we help one another with practical things. And so another thing is gifts or giving things. Maybe it can be food or clothing or money. And so another thing is just time, spending time together, having fellowship, being together. And so which is your love language right now? And how does your neighbor feels love? And so this is a very special thing. Let's discover how God is feeling love, how we feel love, and love one another. And this is the secret that we have here, especially for marriage. Love and respect. And this is how we honor marriage and we're content. because selfishness and sins come from a lack of giving a thought for the others, giving to others. And so I will pray just as Jesus prayed for unity. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the love that you're giving us. I mean, the air and life and knowledge and everything we have, food and clothing and shelter, are coming from you in order to seek you and find you, Father. And you ask us to replace whatever we have in our thoughts, in our words, in our deeds, so that we are transformed. And so please, Father, help us discover how we feel love and love one another, Father, and be united in order to bear fruit. We need to be united to bear fruit, just like a man and a woman in marriage and have children in the assembly, when the brothers wear different gifts, but serving these gifts together in order to complete each other and bear fruit, make disciples. So I pray for all the congregations. Just like in Corinth nowadays, we need this unity. We need this message. And please bless this as we have the unity through the Holy Spirit to be holy as you are holy and bear good fruit. And if there is a location where there is missing a congregation, please help the people over there seek you and find you and help disciples get there and give the message of peace so that they receive the peace and they become disciples and just represent you in that location. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. So another thing very special in the message that Paul was delivering to the Corinthians, he was talking about the gospel. And this means the good news of what? That we can live eternally. No one wants to die. We want to live, and especially when we think about we will die physically, but there's hope. Why? Because anyone who's putting his faith, his trust in Jesus Christ, the anointed Yeshua, that he is the one who has all authority, because Yeshua means Jehovah saves. So we are delivered from death to life, because God is a God of life. He gave us life. And so let's sing this gospel, because this is part of the salvation hymn. The whole hymn can be found on relateforever.com. But this is the stanza of the gospel. Yeshua the anointed died for our sins according to the scriptures. He was buried and he rose again the third day, and he was seen. Yeshua the anointed died for our sins according to the scriptures. He was buried and he rose again the third day, and he was seen. Amen. So number one, or the first step, is to hear and believe. And we heard what happened 2,000 years ago. We count the years after the presence of the Son of God on earth. And that's why we believe what we read, that he was healing people unable to walk or see, and doing all these miracles. And we believe this, and also we believe that the witnesses saw him resurrected and saw him ascended to heaven towards the sky. And so we believe that. And so whenever we say anointed or Christ or Messiah, we believe that he has all dominion, all power in heaven and on earth, and power for us to deliver us from sin and death. So the second step, he's saying he died for our sins, which means for us repentance. Whenever we replace what's not working with what's working in our minds, in our words, in our deeds, there's a transformation. And that's great news, because we don't have to be stuck in failure. We don't have to be destroyed. We don't have to be sick. We can be healed. We can be clean. And that's the other part, where he was buried and he rose again, which means for us, mikveh, the baptism, a cleansing ceremony. When Ananias was speaking with Paul that was writing this message, he said, "Why are you waiting? Get up, be baptized, be immersed, be mikveh, and wash away your sins." And so this is the moment, just like also Peter was saying to those who believed, repent and be baptized. Why? To have your sins forgiven and to receive the Holy Spirit as a gift, the clean ghost, the presence of God in our hearts. But first we need to have our hearts clean, because the Spirit is holy, is clean. So if the first step was hear and believe, the second one was to repent and be baptized. The third, he was seen. And first he was seen by who? By his disciples. He had communion. And that means for us to continue to congregate. Why? In order to fulfill the commandments, we need one another. How to love one another? We need at least two. This is the assembly. One plus one, we need at least two people. And whenever there are at least two coming together in his name, we have the presence of God there. We have the house of peace, the Jerusalem, the city of peace, and it can be anywhere. It doesn't have to be stuck in one location, like one temple, one tent, but it's wherever two souls, who are disciples, who are baptized, they're coming together in Jesus' name, in Yeshua's name, Jesus, Jesus is there, and the Spirit is there. And afterwards, he was seen by Paul, who wasn't back then a disciple yet, and he converted Paul. So the last step is to continue to congregate and convert others. So this is the complete seed of the gospel, has multiplication. And we need to continue this one. So I will say a prayer about this, because this is very important wherever we are. First and foremost, Heavenly Father, thank you so much that we have black on white written the history of what happened 2,000 years ago. And we believe that. We believe, Father, that your Son was here to deliver us and give us the hope of eternal life. So thank you for that. And Father, increase our faith. If we say from 1 to 10, well, I'm about 5, let's help us be at 6. Help us be at 7. Help us grow closer to you today. And we know faith comes by hearing the word. That's why we remain in the scripture. Help people that are reaching to this recording, just read the scriptures, listen to the audio. I mean, there are so many easy to use tools nowadays. And pray, ask your will. Is it righteous? Should I take this decision? And if it is, how to make it the best way to honor you, to be edifying others? And so help us grow in faith and repentance, transformation. And thank you for this opportunity to be clean from sin. And if there's anyone who did not receive yet this call, help them, Father, receive this call to be saved from this corrupt generation and be immersed. And Father, help us continue to congregate in order to fulfill the one another command, just praying one for another, encouraging one another, confessing one another, and just loving one another, forgiving to one another what we need. And I know I appreciate so much all the offerings and the donations that we received in order to continue this ministry, in order to feed other people who are hungry for the Word, Father, for the Scriptures. I know now through technology it's so easy with English and Spanish and Romanian and the websites to deliver the audios, the words that you gave us and the songs, Scripture songs. So thank you for all this, and I pray so to continue, Father, especially for those locations that don't have a Church of Christ, they don't have yet a congregation, they don't have a house of prayer. And you deserve to be worshipped in every location. That's why I'm praying, Father, so that you raise up worthy souls over there that are maybe hurting or are searching you, and connect them with disciples, Father. And we want to travel, continue as a missionary family to reach these souls, Father, in every location. And I pray so that they continue until the end of the world. And 100 years from now, 1,000 years from now, you have a place prepared for us in heaven, and we want to be there with as many as possible. So that's why I bring you this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, so God bless you. I'm looking forward to your comments to the letter of Corinthians. It's the First Corinthians about unity and Second Corinthians about suffering. How much Paul was suffering in order to deliver this message to other people. So we are doing the same nowadays. And thank you for being together in this work. And looking forward to reconnect. Amen.